The St. John Home and Lifestyle Lottery has a major prize draw every week. Get your tickets before midnight Sunday to win big. Visit stjohnlottery.com.au.
Over the weekend, Caulfield Cup Roo, one of the great races on the calendar. Big build-up to the Melbourne Cup as well. Not too many horses do it, but it has happened in history that you can win both cups. Have a listen to the finish on Saturday.
Incentivise goes for home, 250 out. Incentivise races clear. Two lengths in front of Persan, Great House, Nonconformist, Montefilia, followed by Chapada. But Incentivise is coming away. Four lengths in front, and Incentivise, what a start.
Now, of course, Incentivise won because I didn't back it, you see. This is how racing works,
well, Roo. I tell you what, Peter Moody would have known it was going to bolt in like that. It's won eight in a row, and it's his new superstar in his stable, and he joins us now. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, boys.
You were sitting on a plastic chair having a dart. My mail is you didn't even get off the chair and cheer it.
Listen, it was pretty painless, you know, except coming down the side there. He always finds a little bit of a flat spot before he builds this horse. So when he landed in the position he did, and I knew sort of how well he had been going at home, I sort of felt pretty relaxed in watching the race and watching it all unfold, you know.
Peter, when you get a horse like that, how early can you tell it's going to be a superstar, like a one in a million type horse?
Well, I didn't have this horse as a young horse. He was born and raised and trained in Toowoomba up in the Darling Downs of Queensland by one of his part owners, Steve Tregay, and he had him like from day one. He breeds and trains his own horses, and he said he was a little spindly, sort of narrow, knock-kneed foal, and he didn't hold out a lot of hope for him, and when he put him into training, he wasn't showing a hell of a lot, and his thoughts at that point were, you know, I'm going back a couple of years, God, I hope this horse can stay because he's got nothing else going for him. But thankfully, you know, and not unlike most sporting fields or whatever, and interestingly, I just listened to the thing about the young NBA star in America, the Australian boy. He couldn't make a state under 16 side because he is sort of small, weak and backwards, and then all of a sudden they grow and develop and furnish, and, you know, they step up to the mark, you know.
So is it straight to the Melbourne Cup now?
Yep. We did have him in the Cox Plate, but that was more of an afterthought in case something went wrong on Saturday. So there's a 99% sure he won't go there. I haven't discussed it with the ownership group yet, but he pulled up probably slightly jaded off Saturday's run, but happy to say this morning he bounced right back and he licked the feed tin last night in good order. So I would suggest at this point in time, miss the Cox Plate this Saturday and go straight to the Melbourne Cup tomorrow fortnight.
Now, racing is different things to all sorts of people, and I want to go back to the days of Black Caviar. Now, in 2012, you brought the beautiful Black Caviar to Adelaide, and it filled the racetrack. And
yeah, Roo,
and I was there as well, and everyone bought the memorabilia. And Pete, it's just amazing that in this day and age that the nation, like they did with Farlap, but the nation can fall in love with a horse. People went to the races that had never, ever been to the races before.
I took my wife to see Winks for her 40th. How lucky is she?
But, Peter, it's amazing what it can do, isn't it? And you know what? The great thing you did that day, and I remember after it won, you said to the jockey, now I want you to go the length of the straight and let all of the people see this beautiful horse. And it was just an incredible day, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it certainly was. I always thought, you know, interestingly, the AFL, I think you had a local match on there today, Port and the Crows that day. Or, no, it might have been someone, one of them in Geelong, and they put it on in the middle of the race day, and then they ended up shifting the game of football.
Yeah.
Because I think all the footballers blew up because they wanted to be finished in time to get to the races. And I can remember the Geelong team bus, I reckon, stopped outside on their way to the airport on the way home, and they all even ran in and watched it. So it's very special. And once again, in all sporting fields, you get that great homegrown product. And it doesn't matter what it's in. It could be in women's marbles or something. You know, if you're an absolute superstar, people will come. They'll put bums on seats and people will appreciate what they're looking at. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to have Black Caviar. We had her over there a couple of weeks apart. And to see Morfordville sort of fall to the rafters, which probably hadn't been seen since the days of Tullock, and that was something to behold, you know.
You had a few years off training, Pete. You got the fire back in the belly now. Did you miss it while you were gone? I know you did went and did a bit of media and stuff like that, but What sort of personal emotions did you go through that 4 or 5 year period?
Yeah, well, I got suspended for 6 months, and to say I got a chip on my shoulder over that's an understatement. I got a bloody house on my shoulder, and I was dirty on the world, but I was still very heavily involved in the industry, and it, basically at the end of the day, it was the only thing I knew how to do. So I had a bit over 4 years off, and I sort of continually raced and traded a lot of horses during that period, and to be quite honest, it was getting extremely expensive, and it came down to the Minister for War and Finance sort of saying, telling me to piss or get off the pot, basically. You get rid of all these expensive toys, or otherwise you go back and do it yourself. So ultimately, that led to me wanting to train again. I always had the itch when I was watching other people win races and train my own horses, you know, thinking, as anyone does, shit, I could do that better. Why am I paying this bastard to do it? Mm. And, ultimately that led to sort of coming back, but coming back in a much smaller way. You know, we used to have sort of 400 to 500 horses. I'd have, 120 at Caulfield, 30 in Sydney, and another 100, 120 in pre-training all the time. Now we've sort of got 40 in work, 20, 25 in pre-training, and another 40 or 50 in the paddocks that rotate through the stable. So it's a smaller operation. I'm not suggesting it's boutique. It's still quite a large stable, but it gives me a chance to have a lifestyle. And the one thing I did learn in that time away was to appreciate the fact that I wasn't the only bastard that lived in my house. All of a sudden, I realised I had a wife and 3 daughters, and to spend a bit of time with them. And, two of my girls play in the women's AFLW.
Yeah.
So to get round and watch them,
Pete?
Oh, I have. One day I'd never been to Adelaide Oval, and I flew over there, and Breanne played in that grand final for Carlton against Adelaide, and they got walloped. But we were walking down the
53,000 people there. Yeah. It was amazing.
I'd never been there, and I said to Sarah, I said, something else must be going on in Adelaide today. All these bastards wouldn't be going to the football. and I could remember we sat down, and then they had to open the top tier to fit every bastard in. And, that was unbelievable. And then to watch my 2 girls play on one another, they're both ruckmen, one at the Bulldog, one at Carlton. And to watch them play on one another, that was something very special too. So I've really enjoyed that time away. But now it's, all chips in and back on the tools.
Yeah, good stuff, Pete. Well, amazing life so far. And with another horse like this one, you could have some great fun in the next couple of weeks. Is it worth putting a dollar on the nose for the Melbourne Cup, do you think?
Well, I think he's the ruling favourite at the moment, and probably rightly so. But, in a couple of weeks' time, he's got to take on the reigning champ, Twilight Payment, who's back out from Ireland, and a very good English stayer in Spanish Mission. They've both arrived at Werribee and, on the job. But you would think, all things being equal, it would be hard for the local horses to turn the tables on him and what he's done on Saturday and previously. But, we go into uncharted waters, 2 mile. They've all got to run it, and we'll all run it, but just some of them will run it faster than others. I just hope he's the fastest.
Yep, I've got a funny feeling it will, the way it demolished him on the weekend. Thanks for joining us, Pete. Congratulations on getting back into racing, mate. You're a champion fella, and we love talking to you, so thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Root, and keep an eye on that melon grower.
Yes, I will, mate. Don't worry.
Get on here. There he is, the trainer of the favourite for the Melbourne Cup incentivised, Peter Moody.
The St. John Home and Lifestyle Lottery has a major prize draw every week. Get your tickets before midnight Sunday to win big. Visit stjohnlottery.com.au.